I'm Jose of the KVPS Student Staff, and my guest is the newly selected Rose Festival Princess Emily Welch of Cleveland High School. First of all, congratulations on your selection and welcome to KVPS.
Thank you.
How does it feel to officially be a Rose Festival Princess now?
It feels so exciting. It's been my dream since I was as little as I can remember to be standing on those floats while waving at the princesses as they walk by.
Why did you want to become a Rose Festival Princess?
I just think it's an awesome opportunity to get more involved in the city and to be a leader for not only my school, but also all of Portland, and to meet so many other girls that are interested in the same things that I am and try so many new things.
Yeah, feeling like a leader does feel great in a sense in certain scenarios. How does it feel to represent your high school?
It feels really good standing up there when they announced my name. It just felt so awesome that so many people had voted for me and wanted this for me. So I'm hoping I can represent them well.
What was your community's original reaction to you becoming the Rose Festival Princess?
So many people were so excited for me. So many people wanted to take pictures. Going to school today after the announcement yesterday, everywhere in the hallway I was getting, "Congratulations, Emily, so happy for you." So it was just such an amazing sense of community afterwards.
Why is being a Rose Festival Princess important to you now?
Like I said before, I'm just really excited to meet all of the other girls who won too and who are passionate about this cause as well. And I'm excited to meet so many other people throughout our community, like my mentor that's going to help me do career shadows and just lots of different connections throughout the community.
What life experiences have helped you to find the courage to do this?
I think one big thing is I'm very active on lots of different sports teams, which has allowed me to take up lots of different leadership skills, not necessarily as a captain figure, but just as a teammate and a friend to so many different people. And so I'm excited to continue that with the other girls on the court and have a sense of collaborative teamwork and getting to know each other.
How about we talk about this year's Rose Festival theme? What does it mean to you?
Well, honestly, even before this was the theme, I think focusing on fun has been a common theme that I've used all throughout my life. I've always said, YOLO, you only live once. Like, why not try something new? Go for something that you've never tried before. And so I think this was just an opportunity to truly share how I feel about that.
Why are you passionate to become a nurse?
I'm very interested in the medical field. I'm fascinated by how the human body works, but I also know that I want to make an active difference. And so I don't want to be a doctor that's mostly behind the scenes. I want to be a face to the patients. I want to be like a comfortable figure that can help them through any medical difficulties. And I want to see the difference that I'm making in their lives as I'm helping them.
You do so many sports. How about you tell us about some of them?
Yeah, I have played soccer since before I can remember. I think I started when I was about 4 years old. And so that's a huge part of my life. So many of my best friends are from early on in my soccer career. And while I put so much time into soccer, I also wanted to try other things. So I tried tennis for the first time my sophomore year. And cross country actually for the first time this year. And so it's just fun to try so many different teams and meet so many different people.
How do you have the time to do all these sports while also juggling life?
That's a good question, because that is still something I'm working on. But I don't know, kind of focusing back on that focus on the fun theme is if I want to make something work, I do it. And I have lots of people that support me through it. I communicate with my coaches just in case I have conflicts and try to manage my time, create a good schedule for me. Sometimes I have to pause, take a deep breath to balance everything, but in the long run, all of them bring me happiness. So it's good to squeeze it all in.
Which social media site do you use most, and why do you like it?
I think I like to use Instagram the most because it's fun to just see everyone puts out like their favorite photos of them. So it's fun to see what everyone's up to. And I'm really excited for when I graduate and head off to college. And obviously I'll be starting a whole new form of my life and meeting new people, but I'm excited that it'll be a good way to keep tabs on people that I was close with in high school. And so I think it's a great app for that.
What's your favorite type of music?
Ooh, that's a hard one. I think I like classic pop music.
What's your favorite artist or your songs?
I'm a little bit of a Swiftie. I love some good Taylor Swift. I also love Britney Spears. She's probably my very favorite.
What is your secret superpower?
Oh boy. I guess that I can balance all those sports and activities. I feel like that's something I am pretty proud of, is that although I don't have endless time, I pretend that I do.
I think we all pretend that we have endless time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to be here today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I've been speaking with the Rose Festival Princess, Emily Welch from Cleveland High School. I'm Jose, reporting for AM 1450 KBPS.